This year, state lawmakers approved and Governor Ducey signed into law a measure allowing a pilot program allowing Arizona farmers to grow hemp. The new law requires the hemp cannot have more than 0.3% THC. That's the psychoactive element of marijuana. And farmers who want to grow hemp will have to get a license from the state agriculture department. The show's Mark Brody spoke with Chelsea McGuire, government relations director for the Arizona Farm Bureau, and asked her how big a deal this new law is for farmers in the state.
Well, it's actually got the potential to be a really big deal. And I say potential because it still has some hiccups and some things that I'm sure we'll talk about that we need to get over before a farmer can really jump in with both feet. But there are a couple of reasons that I think this is a big deal. The first is that hemp is a very versatile crop, and it doesn't need a lot of water to grow. So in Arizona, that's exactly what we're looking for. We're looking for a crop that we can grow on minimal water with the climate conditions that we have, but that we can still make it a profit on as a farmer. The other reason that I think this is really a big deal for Arizona is that it finally puts us on a competitive level playing field with the 38 other states that already have similar programs to this. You know, before, these 38 other states are already in the process of working out the kinks, of figuring out how to grow this, of how to process this. And Arizona was kind of getting left in the dust, even though we really do have an ideal climate and a lot of willing producers to pick up this crop.
Do you think Arizona is getting into this early enough to catch up to where those other states are?
I do think so. And I think one of the reasons for that is that we're still getting into it before hemp is legalized across the nation, which means there will already be, there are always going to be a few states that are going to hold off on that and are going to be just kind of those late adopters.
You mentioned some potential problems that Arizona still has to overcome. Is the legality of this crop among the biggest, if not the biggest?
It's the biggest, and it's kind of the problem from which all the other problems stem. So because hemp is still listed on Schedule 1 as a controlled substance, it is still illegal across the United States. Now, Arizona is not breaking the law in what they did because there is authorization in federal law that allows institutions of higher learning and departments of agriculture to develop these pilot programs. So what we're doing is completely legal. It's completely authorized. But because hemp is not a legal crop nationwide, that means that it doesn't have the research, it doesn't have the experience that other crops that we normally grow do. And so what that means is, one, we don't have processors for hemp that are readily available. When you're growing cotton, there are multiple cotton gins in Arizona. You know where to send your cotton in order to get it processed and sent onto the market. That's not the case with hemp. Two, there aren't tools available for use to grow hemp that protects it in the way that other crops are protected. So when I'm talking about fertilizers, insecticides, fungicides, herbicides, those types of tools are labeled for use on specific crops. We've got tools that we can use on cotton because they've been researched, they've been labeled, the EPA has certified that they are completely safe for use on these crops. That doesn't exist for hemp because chemical companies can't grow hemp to test out their products on it. So we don't have any products that are labeled for use on hemp. So if you have an insect infestation, if you have a disease, how are you going to address that as a farmer when you don't have the tools to do that?
It seems like there's maybe a little more risk, a little more trial and error involved here.
Exactly. So there isn't a whole lot of trailblazers and pioneers that have made those mistakes and done that research for us. So this is going to be all sort of a crop of first impression, if you will, trying to figure out what it looks like to grow it here in Arizona and how we do that in an effective way.
You kind of alluded to this earlier, but I'm curious about your impression of how interested Arizona farmers are in growing this crop, given the potential of it, but also, as you just described, some of the risks associated with it.
You know, farmers, and especially I think Arizona farmers, are entrepreneurs at heart. And so they are willing to take some risks if that means that there is a significant reward on the other side of that risk. And we have a lot of those entrepreneurs here in Arizona, especially in the central part of the state, where water concerns have always been at the forefront, but are becoming ever more at the forefront as we speak. They are really looking for that opportunity of, how do I continue my heritage as a farmer? How do I continue my business operation, but do it in a way that works with the resources available to me? And so I think a lot of our guys are looking at hemp as that kind of new market.
How would you define whether or not this pilot program is a success and, you know, whether you would push to have it, you know, become a permanent part of state law?
I think we're going to see that it's a success when we see farmers who are growing it, making a profit on it, and doing it in a way that's not a regulatory burden. So that's kind of vague, and I know that that doesn't exactly give you a perfect answer or a perfect outline of what a successful program looks like, but it really is going to come down to that individual farmer, and does he or she feel like it has been a success in that they decide to grow it, and then they decide to grow it again.
In some states, they've really noticed that this has become, you know, pardon the pun, kind of a bumper crop, that, you know, farmers have really gotten interested in growing hemp, and it's really done a lot for both the farming industry, the individual farmers, and for the state's economy. You kind of alluded to the potential of this crop earlier. Do you think Arizona could sort of become a center of the hemp industry, the hemp farming industry?
I absolutely think that. And because there is so much interest and so much potential for this crop here, I definitely would not be surprised if, you know, later on down the road when hemp really becomes more of a built-up industry and a built-up market, if Arizona is at the forefront of that market.
All right. Chelsea McGuire is Government Relations Director for the Arizona Farm Bureau. Chelsea, good to talk to you. Thank you.
Great to talk to you, too. Appreciate it.